Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by telling you the truth and being as real as only I can be. What up, though? Listen, y'all, listen. So what had happened was a lot of shit has been happening this week. I actually took today off. So right now, to be fully transparent, it is currently Friday, September 25th at 1:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Normally, I record the show Wednesday night, somewhere along in there, so I can get it to Chris. That's my editor with Pod Shaper. Shout out Chris. So he can do his thing and make it all sound really, really good and get it out to y'all. But this week has been a particularly rough week. I actually took Thursday off because Wednesday, the information around indictments regarding the Breonna Taylor case in Louisville, Kentucky came out. And once again, as a Black woman, our society in this country tells us that our life is worth nothing, pretty much, as a Black woman. And I knew for myself that I could not put on a face or, you know, bring my most happy self. You know, I always tell you guys, come to work with your most happy, positive self, right? How many times have I said that? And so I go to work at the 9 to 5 as my happy, most positive self. But ain't no way in hell after reading and digesting and processing and then just the constant build of outrage as you thought about what this really meant, that I could actually show up at work, my happy, positive self. So I just canceled all my meetings. Like legit, just went down my calendar and be like, nope, won't make it. Nope, gonna be out tomorrow. Nope, taking the day off. Did not care what anybody thought. Didn't care if you needed some shit today. Didn't care, y'all. Did not care. Why? Because I need to at least care for my life and my mental health and what I'm doing in the world. I needed to care. So I needed a day to like process and like get my mind together and try to work through how emotionally I'm impacted by this bullshit. So I did that. And I encourage everyone, like everyone, if you are, I don't even know what the feeling is, but look at your calendar and just delete, like send cancellation notices. Say, I'm not going to be in the office. We'll have to reschedule. Guess what? These white people's work and their money and all their shit can actually wait now. And so I want you to put yourself first because it's time. Because all what we've been doing as Black women is working, trying to be seen, trying to be heard, trying to show our value and our worth. And at the end of the day, the reality is that it doesn't matter how hard we work or how much value we bring, somebody, somewhere, near or far, is going to come along and try to create the narrative, or not even create the narrative is already created. They're going to try to perpetuate the narrative that is already created, that Black women are lesser than, that Black people are lesser than, that people of color are lesser than. And I'm tired. Yeah, that's the tweet. I'm tired. So with that said, I want you guys to take care of yourself first and foremost. So that's this first segment. Clearly, I ain't wrote none of this shit down. I'm speaking from my heart. I have thought about what I want to tell you guys today, but it may be a little unorganized. Bear with me. I just needed to get some things out. So we're going to take a quick break. And then after the break, I want to share my testimony, because see, last week I told you guys about how to get a job interview using LinkedIn. And then some shit happened and I wrote this open letter on LinkedIn and I realized, like, oh shit, I actually did what I told y'all to do and that shit didn't work. So I want to talk about when the shit I tell y'all to do doesn't work when we get back from the break. So do you need help with a work dilemma, but you ain't got $40, so you can't schedule a coaching call? Well, I'll make a deal with you. If you agree to do a coaching call that I can air on the show, then you get a free coaching call. So hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. And if you are open to having your issue be known to the internet, but you get some great advice and some great information, then email me at ask@trillmba.com and we'll talk. And if I feel that your situation is very similar to a lot of ours and that everyone would benefit from learning what to do in your particular situation, then I will have you on the show. We can also disguise your voice so you can be anonymous. So there's that too. So hit me up, let me know, and let's get back to the show. All right, we are back. So your girl's been busy this week. So that was the other thing. Like, Wednesday was like a clusterfuck of a day, right? This past week. So also Wednesday, I start seeing this article run around where the CEO of Wells Fargo, Charles Scharf, I think that's how you say it. I mean, people fuck up my name all the time, so I don't have any fucks to give about saying his name right. Right. So there's an NBC News article, NBCnews.com, where in this article, it's titled "Wells Fargo CEO Ruffles Feathers with Comments About Diverse Talent." So this came from Reuters, right? They're a pretty respected source of business news. So Reuters got a hold of a memo that came out earlier this summer. But after George Floyd died, and for some reason that sparked an awakening for this country that, oh, Black lives do matter. People shouldn't just be killed in the street in the daylight for no real reason, except for cops hate them and they're Black and they know they can get away with it, right? Like, oh, this is an atrocity. Yeah. So that happened. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, we need to talk about it. Y'all know y'all going through the same shit at y'all jobs, right? Like, all the white people are like, oh my God, this is bad. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Like, it's hard for them to say it right. Like, sometimes I chuckle on some of these calls. But this particular white man decided that he was going to write in this memo, and I quote, "While it may not sound like an excuse, the unfortunate reality is that there is a very limited pool of Black talent to recruit from." Yeah, see, he didn't just say that. Like, he wrote it down. Like, he wrote it on a paper. And maybe he didn't write it. Maybe his people wrote it. But he should have read it before they released it. Because his name is right. It's right there. You. Yes, you. You said that. Now, I want to say he did subsequently, after this whole thing blew up, apologize. But, you know, apology is really something that should go like this. So, I apologize for saying the stupid ass shit that I said about black talent and like not being able to find black talent. I have learned and been informed that there's a lot of you out there, and Wells Fargo would like for you to come work for us. So we're hiring black people, and we welcome you, and we want you to come work for us. Like, that should have been, right? No. Mm-mm. So on September 22nd, Wells Fargo tweeted the following. A statement from our CEO regarding the recent media reports. I am sorry my comment has been misinterpreted. Now, the sad part is the actual, like, whole ass press release that you can find on the Wells Fargo newsroom or whatever says, I apologize for making an insensitive comment reflecting my own unconscious bias, which is closer to what I said you should say. But then you tweet this shit out. I'm trying not to get angry, y'all. I'm trying real hard not to get angry. But listen, when I read the first part of what he wrote, I then went and wrote about the experience I had in 2018. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to tell y'all about this experience that I wrote about in my open letter to the CEO of Wells Fargo. So I'll tell y'all about it when we get back. Hey, how big is your network? Are we connected? You listen to the show. You know I know a lot of people. So why haven't I seen you on the internet? Here are a couple things you can do to plug into the TrillNBA network. One, you can head on over to LinkedIn and follow us on our page at TrillNBA Show on all socials. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go on over there and connect with me. Say hi at me. Talk to me. I want to hear from you. What are you going through? How can I help, right? You know, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. You can always go to trillmba.com, sign up for our freebies. We're always adding new guides and tips and tricks and tactics and videos to help you through this thing called corporate, workplace, life. Whew, it's a lot, I know. So connect with me. Let me know how I can help you. Let's get these promotions, ladies. Listen, I want you to get more coins, and I want you to help the next crop of women behind you, okay? So let's get it. And if you need anything, hit me up, okay? At TrillNBA Show, everywhere on the internet. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, so we're back. So there was this role that I thought I would be perfect for because it seemed like the role was a marketing role, specifically marketing banking products to the African-American community, which, you know, we are underbanked, meaning that we use these check cashing places and these other ways of banking to get by, and it's costing us a lot of money. We don't save like we should. A lot of that is because we don't make enough living wage because a lot of us are making minimum wage, which is not a living wage, because all you greedy ass motherfucking rich ass people won't actually pay people enough to live. We won't go there. Okay. So I wrote detailing out in 2018 how I had tried to go hard in the paint to get this role, which was a marketing strategy leader, African-American segment, marketing program manager for a position. So this role came out, and at the time I was working. And so I was like, you know, I really want to do something more purpose-driven. I had started the podcast as an internet radio show, and I saw my future being different from where I was working, right? So I was looking for other roles. I was really stressed at work. My mental health was not in a good place. And so I knew I needed to make a change for my mental health because it was declining. So I was looking for new jobs, right? That's what you should do. Y'all, when I tell y'all I did everything I told y'all to do on the last episode, so I saw this job. Before I applied, I went to LinkedIn, right? But the other thing I did is also, I'm a consortium alum and I was a fellow in school. So I had a consortium fellowship. That's how I paid for my MBA. Do not pay for MBAs. Get somebody to pay for your MBA. Okay. ADD sign up. So the first thing I did was say, hey, Wells Fargo is a corporate partner of consortium. So let me call them up. My boo things over there in St. Louis. Let me call them and say, hey, y'all, I have written a cover letter, right? Because I've never worked in banking. I wanted to explain my passion and why I wanted the role. Like, I really wanted to stand out. Normally, I don't write cover letters because they are a waste of time. Most people don't read them. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go the extra mile because I really want this. I was really excited. The consortium did not get a response from the contact. And I tagged this man who was the contact for consortium. I'm not going to say his name on the podcast, but I wrote it in the LinkedIn article and tagged him on LinkedIn. So you can see who this man is. Oh, and he's a person of color, which is disturbing because here you have a Black candidate in the Black talent pool that you think is limited coming to you to be seen and found to add value. And I have the pedigree. I went to the University of Texas at Austin. Okay. Like Texas Ivy League, basically. I went to Indiana University, Kelly School of Business, the top business program for marketing outside of Kellogg. Like, what are we talking about? Huh? Right. So I got the degrees. I got the experience from all the Fortune 500, right? So the pedigree that you're looking for is right here, right here. Mm-hmm. Mr. Charlie, right here. But your people, okay, when I reached out, your people didn't respond. So that was lack of response number one. So then I went to my professional network. You know, I started looking at my white people. And I was like, well, who outside of these coloreds can I, yeah, I said coloreds, can I talk to about this job? So I found this delightful white man. He was so nice through my network. He set up time to talk to me. He responded. He followed up. He sent my stuff. I think he even sent me another email saying, asking me if I'd heard anything. Oh yeah, by the way, didn't hear shit from the hiring manager, nobody. So that started in January, end of January. And then on May 1st, so February, March, all of April, all of them months, May 1st, I get a canned email saying that basically they decided to go with other candidates that more closely matched the requirements. Bitch, let me tell you something. If you saw the requirements and you saw my resume and you saw that cover letter, you'd be like, wait a minute, guys. I want to see who is better qualified than she for the marketing strategy leader for the African American segment. Who? Who? Okay. So then time goes on. I said, okay, fuck it. By this point, I'm out on medical leave because I don't just, my brain is fried. I'm trying to get my mental health together, you know, basically trying not to kill myself, right? Like, cause that's where I was, y'all, just being honest. So time goes on. I'm getting these treatments, starting to get a little improvement. It's still rocky and crazy. I'm still on leave. But I know, you know, at some point when I finish these treatments, I need a job. So I decide, okay, well, I'm going to go to National Black and I'm going to get my networking on. I'm going to do the thing. So my resume together, my stuff's together. I'm not quite together, but, you know, I'll make it do what it do. So I get an email from them. I ain't reach out to them because, you know, in my mind, I was like, it'll be another you in a minute. Right. So, like, once you send me the letter saying you think somebody better than me, bitch, what? Right. So then I get an email from them because, you know, I'm in the National Black system. And the recruiters email me and say, hey, we'd like to invite you to our private reception that we're having. And then that year, it was 2018. So National Black was in Detroit. So I'm like excited, right? Because Detroit's amazing. So National Black is in Detroit. The weather's good. I'm going to go to this reception. I'm going to be cute. I have kind of been working now. I felt, you know, I was getting there. I was getting a little better. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I go to National Black, go to their reception, do my thing, you know. Everybody seemed very impressed. I mean, legit, y'all, it was so weird. I interviewed with another company where the guy brought me back to their booth and told the HR recruiter that he needed to hire me today. And me and the HR recruiter looked at each other and was like, because I was like, so what job would that be, though? Can we talk about that? Because I was just having informational conversations with them. There was no particular like job I was interviewing for. That was another company. Wells Fargo, on the other hand, basically set me up for an interview. I was supposed to interview on Thursday. And something I realized, when you interview at National Black, you should shoot for the Thursday. Thursday's always priority slots, priority day. Right? These are the candidates we really, really want to see. We want to make sure we see them. So I had an interview for Thursday afternoon. They emailed me on like Tuesday or Wednesday and said, oh yeah, we need to move this to Friday afternoon. And I was like, but I was like, whatever. Cause I had other, again, it's dating. So I had other niggas lined up, right? You know, I'd be pimping these jobs. Okay. So I was like, okay, whatever, right? Because you ain't the only one that got my attention. So whatever. Yeah, that's fine. So they moved it to Friday at like 3, and then it emailed back and said, oh, actually, we're trying to get out of here early. Can you do it at 12:05? I was like, whatever. So I met this lady, right, on a Friday. Black lady, nice black lady. Very thoughtful conversation that I remember. Very excited. You know, I felt like I closed it. I had told them I saw this job again come up, and I explained why I thought I'd be the perfect person for the job between my personality, this, this, and that, yada, yada, yada. So that was Friday, September 29th, 2018. I followed up, did my thank you emails, followed up again. Stalk people on LinkedIn. Because you guys, you got to understand, I really, really wanted this job because I wanted to focus more on multicultural marketing anyway at that time. Or at least I thought. So I really wanted this job. Y'all, so December 11th. So mind you, this was September 29th. So the end of September. So you got October, you got all of November. And then halfway through December, I get an email saying that for this role, they're no longer fulfilling this position. So like they just canceled the position. Mind you, never talked to nobody. No responses from my emails. I mean, the woman even connected with me on LinkedIn on December 9th. She connected with me on LinkedIn. And then December 11th, I got this letter. I sent her a note asking to follow up with her, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to like be a connection with her. This bitch ghosted me. And I was just like... Wow. That's why you gotta understand, all skin folk ain't kin folk, right? And for as wonderful as this black woman seemed, for whatever reason, and so I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know her, y'all. I don't know her. Don't be going after her. I don't know her, okay? All I know is there is a message on LinkedIn message December 9th, 2018, that she still has not responded to, although she did accept my LinkedIn invitation, and I still don't know why. But that's a whole nother story, right? Don't talk, right? They don't talk. Just silence. Ghost. Totally ghosted me. And these are also people of color that work at Wells Fargo. So maybe they know something. I don't know. Like, don't come here. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But you guys, I did everything right. And I still did not get the job. So what does that mean, Felicia? What do you want us to take away from this? Like, your advice is trash? No, my advice is good because I've gotten other jobs doing those same techniques. I'm here to tell you today, if you are looking for a job and you see a job you want and you think you want it really bad, you may be seeing the door closed on you because the door is supposed to be closed. Not because you're not good enough. Not because you didn't pass some interview test that they may have or whatever. Because that wasn't your job. And you keep it moving. And you say, okay, God, well, what is my job? That wasn't my job. Oh, and best understand, at this point, I have been unemployed for how long? Yo, I was in my feelings. And now, in hindsight, I can come back and say, it all worked out. I'm fine. I didn't lose anything. I have a job now. I get paid more money than I was making in my last job. It all works out, guys. And that's the lesson. Okay? So I know right now it's crazy. It's rough. You out here trying. I mean, I see y'all. I see your messages, your emails. I see y'all. And I know it's not easy. The uncertainty, the not knowing what's going to be 6 months from now, 2 months from now, shit, tomorrow. I don't know. We don't know. And that's okay. But I want you to understand, everything works out. That's the most important thing. Everything works out. The most important thing. So, do me a favor. Go check out this wonderful open letter that I doubt the CEO has read. Right? I'm sure his people read. I'm sure the PR people at Wells Fargo probably all over this. I have legit have over 80 Wells Fargo people that have read this. Ain't said shit still, because that's their MO. They don't say shit. They just stalking. This is ridiculous. So, go check it out. It's very well written, I have been told. I'm glad I'm an MBA that can write. But I just want to leave you encouraged. right? These companies are on some fuck shit. We are not crazy. Point blank, period. Keep trucking. Keep being prayerful. Keep being faithful. And just know you're not alone. You're not alone. So that's all I got for this week, y'all. Listen, I'm just going to try to lay my burdens down this weekend. I'm going to rest. I want to give y'all a warning. I am about to move next month because a sister don't have to pay rent. Then she going to put herself in a position not to have to pay rent. Right? Right. So I'm about to move next month. So what that means is I don't know if you going to get episodes in October just yet. You should get at least two. But there may be some outages. Bear with me. Hang with me. I appreciate y'all. Keep sharing this podcast. Keep letting people know this resource is here for them. And as always, if you need anything, any advice, any coaching, you can hit me up. The first place to go is trillmba.com/coaching. And you can schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition to that, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your questions or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. So again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me. And ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. All right, y'all. I'm going to get out of here now. I'm going to go to bed. I got a meeting in the morning. Until next time, I'll have more stories. I'll speak truth to power. And I will keep it true.
The Trillmba Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.